I am Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking whether the recent debate performance by John Fetterman, the Democratic candidate for one of Pennsylvania's Senate seats, will be a factor at the polls. As most already know, control of both the House of Representatives and the Senate are up for grabs this time around, and the stakes could not be higher. The democracy itself is in many ways on the ballot. Fetterman, who had suffered a stroke in May, has sometimes altered the way he speaks and led to symptoms of auditory processing disorder, according to the Democratic nominee and his doctor. Throughout the 60-minute debate, Fetterman's speech was halting, and he mispronounced words and tripped over phrases. Fetterman acknowledges infirmity at the start, asking voters for empathy as he battles back from the debilitating stroke. The question is, will he get it? Since the first televised presidential debate between John Kennedy and Richard Nixon, similar events have been viewed as almost more of a performance than a substantive exposition of a candidate's position. Who can forget the emphasis on Nixon's stubble or profuse sweating in post-debate coverage? But will voters, in spite of letters from his doctor attesting to his competence to be a senator, not be able to get past his unfortunate debate performance? Or will voters instead remember what he has accomplished so far, most recently serving as Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, before which he was the mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania, a city he came to organize an out-of-school youth program helping local youth to earn their GEDs? And that was after a stint with AmeriCorps and a long-term relationship with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Meanwhile, his opponent, Mehmet Oz, a doctor and television personality, was in his milieu in front of the camera. He is famous, of course, for lying about various treatments, leveraging his supposed expertise to con people into buying his stuff. It was no wonder he was endorsed by the con man in chief, the former president. So, whatever anybody thinks about the performances on the debate stage, it is hoped voters will take a little deeper look into who these candidates have been in their real lives. One candidate has spent most of his life trying to help others, while the other worked only for the big number one, himself.